You are all welcome for continuity of our Bhakti Shastri Unit 2 studies. The last time we discussed Chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga. And the last two verses of the Chapter 6 are most important, so let's read the verse. Pali 6.
Tapasvibhyo adhiko yogi jnanibhyo pimato adhiko karanibhyascha adhiko yogi tasmad yogi bhavarjuna.
Tapasvibhyo adhiko yogi. Tapasvi means one who is doing austerity. Better than tapasvi is yogi. Jnani bhyo pi mato adhikah. From the jnani, yogi is considered adhika, means higher. Karmi bhyascha adhiko yogi, and yogi is also higher than karmi. Okay, tasmat, therefore, yogi bhav arjana. Arjana, you become yogi. Now, these three words, you go to the purport from below, line 5th. Ashyatism, which means tapasya. Okay, can you see the purport?
Yeah.
Ashyatism, which means tapasya, without self-knowledge. Without self-knowledge means the knowledge of the soul is imperfect. So many asuras, so many demons are also doing tapasya. Hiranyakashipu did tapasya. Ravan did tapasya. But that tapasya has no knowledge of the soul and relationship with the Supreme Soul, so it is imperfect. It has nothing, no value. This is tapasya actually in tamogun, the mode of ignorance is tapasya. So without knowledge, only austerities is not is imperfect. Empirical knowledge without surrender to the Supreme Lord is also imperfect. Jnani without bhakti, without surrender, is also imperfect. And fruitful work without Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. Karmi, enjoying his own fruit, no relation with the Supreme Lord, is also a waste of time. You see, this is the three statements Prabhupada has for each word. And the beginning of purport is something. See, when we speak of yoga, we refer to linking our consciousness with the Supreme Absolute Truth. Prabhupada never used word God for Krishna. He only used, if at all, in a negative way. Positively, Prabhupada never say God for Krishna. Either he says absolute truth or he says Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never said God. Because people have the wrong concept of God. Absolute, it means everything which we see is related to God. Nothing is separate from God. Absolute means everything which you see is related with God. Absolute means Supreme Life, His all energies. Because you cannot separate energy from the energetic. So absolute means Supreme Lord and His energy. And He has principled three energies. They are also part of the absolute. External energy, internal energy, marginal energy, they are part of the Supreme. So Krishna along with His energies, when we say external energy, it means whole material manifestation. When we say marginal energy, all living entities. When we say internal energy, whole spiritual world. So this is what the absolute means. So linking with the absolute, consciousness linking with the absolute. Therefore absolute also includes Brahma realization, Paramatma realization, Bhagavan realization. They are also three parts of the absolute. Absolute Krishna also has a Brahma, Paramatma within it. It's not outside it. Okay? Such a person, such a process is named differently by various practitioners in terms of the particular method adopted. Linking process is one, but the method adopted qualifies the name for them. When linking process is predominantly in fruitive activities, it is called karma yoga. Seven or 646 verse. Okay. So linking process, when predominantly with the fruitive activities. Come on the front, Baba. Cheer here. Murli Manohar. When it is predominantly empirical, it is called Jnana Yoga. When it is predominantly is it okay? All right. It's called Jnana Yoga. And when it's predominantly in devotional relationship with the Supreme, it's called Bhakti Yoga. Okay? Is it all right? Clear? Then the last statement by Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, Bhakti Yoga or Krishna Consciousness is the ultimate perfection of all yogas. So in other words, in this word, the word yogi means bhakti yogi. Tasmad yogi bhava arjuna. So you must be bhakti yogi or a practitioner of devotion. Now go to the verse 47. Analytical. We'll see the dictionary meaning of observation. Empirical means by observations. We'll have all these things, we'll see all. Verse 47. Yoginam api sarvesham madgataran prahatmanam shadbhavan bhajate yogmam same yukratmam madhavan. yuktatma. There is yukta, yuktar, yuktama. Yukta, yuktar, yuktama. Like good, better, best. So yuktama means superlative degree. Of all the yogis, he is the topmost. Okay? Who? Yoginam api sarvesham, of all the yogis. Of all the yogi means all those who are on different stages of the yoga. Because yoga is one, the later process is one. This is 19 floor building. The lift is one. The staircase is one. But some people are living on 7th floor, some are living on 9th floor. So lift is one. Building is one. Then the top floor and the other floors. So yoga is that lift or staircase. Wherever somebody is, that is the stage of that person in a process of yoga. So of all the yogis, the one is considered the topmost. What are his characteristics? Number one, madh gate antaratma. Within himself, he sees me. He is always thinking of me. Within himself, his mind is focused in thinking of me. Number second qualification is Shardhavan, with full faith. Shardha Shraddha gives birth to bhakti. Shraddha is most important. Bhajate. Word bhajate means one who, the word bhajate Prabhupada writes in couple purports, can only use Bhagavan. Worship can be done of some demigod. Worship can be done to some important person. Worship can be done to senior people. But bhajan is only for Bhagavan. And then Krishna is saying, Mom. So when he is speaking these words, he is pointing finger to his chest. Bhajatam, bhajate Mam. With firm faith, with complete faith, thinking of me. And doing my bhajan, he is the topmost yogi. So bhajate, shardhavan, gatel, antaratma. Mad means me. So word mad is me, or mam is me. And then mata means it is my opinion. Okay? Now read the translation. So in the verse, how will you identify Sanskrit words of this verse? Who always abide me, abide in me, mad gater antaratma, thinks of me within himself. Think of me within himself is mad gater antaratma. Kama means both have the same meaning. Abides in me, which means thinks of me within himself. abide in me is the meaning. My karma means both is the same meaning. Okay? The next is, and render devotional, transcendental loving service. Bhajate. Bhajate. This is the paraphrase of bhajate. With great faith, shardha, shardhavan. United with me in yoga and is the highest. Me yuktatmo. United with me means yukta. And the last word. So this, how many times me is the me, mam, mad? Three times Krishna has pointed his finger to the chest. Me means Krishna, nothing else. Okay? That is my opinion, mataha. Okay? Now, first part of the purport is bhaja. Can you see bhaja? Need of service. And the whole purport is to describe difference between the worship and bhaja. The whole part of this worship is, this purport is difference between worship and bhaja. Worship, if you don't worship somebody, then you will be condemned, but you are not. You will be discourteous. If you don't respect somebody, you are discourteous. But if you don't do bhajan, then you are thoroughly condemned. So you read the purport, you will understand what is the difference between the word bhajan and English word worship. They are not equivalent. Then Prabhupada has quoted verse from Bhagavatam. Anyone who does not render service and neglect his duty unto the primal Lord, who is the source of all living entities, will certainly fall down from his constitutional position. Na bhajantya avajananti. This is the Bhagavatam verse, okay? And then Prabhupada immediately is going to say Bhagavad Gita. There are also people in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mam mura, they are fools. Then next, second para. The culmination of all kinds of yoga practice lies in the bhakti yoga. All other yogas are but means to come to the point of bhakti in bhakti yoga. Yoga actually means bhakti yoga. Other yogas are progression towards the destination of the bhakti yoga. From the beginning of the karma yoga to the end of bhakti yoga, a long way of self-realization. Hare Krishna. Is it okay? It's a long way of self-realization. Karma yoga without fruitive results is the beginning of this path. So this is the progression is shown here. Alright? Prabhupada used some more words. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, raja yoga, hatha yoga, etc. Then Prabhupada is giving one analogy. Himalayan, we refer to the world's highest mountain, of which the highest peak, Mount Everest, is considered to be the culmination. Similarly, bhakti yoga is the highest. Then the next paragraph, This yogi means bhakti yogi. He is focusing in his mind up on thinking of the whole description is given of Shyama Sundara. The whole personal features of Sri Krishna are described. So he is not thinking of some light. He's not thinking of some light inside. He's not even thinking of Paramatma inside. He's thinking of Shyama Sundara. So this is the whole description. This is stage of highest perfection in yoga, means thinking of Krishna as Shyama Sundara, can be attained only by bhakti yoga. And what is needed for bhakti yoga next? Verse from Svetashvara Upanishad. Devapara bhakti yasya devapara bhakti yatha devi tatha guru satyaite kathitahe artha prakashanti mahatmana. And there are some other quotation from Gopal Tapani Upanishad, I think. About this. So here ends our discussion of the sixth chapter. Now today our lesson is, this chapter 6 we have finished. This is not the last lesson. Yoga, this is the lesson for today. I've done some mistake. We need this big. Right, okay. So this is our today's topic now. Yoga later. Okay? There's a one stage which is below yoga later, like ground. When we speak of later, then there is a ground. But now there is also basement, minus one. So the ground for the yoga ladder, the platform is Karmakanda. The stair starts from Karmakanda. Ladder is up, but Karmakanda is placed. So read what Srila Prabhupada is writing about Karmakanda. Ravi, read this.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and fed them by saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation."
So in the creation, this is the direct order of Prajapati, the creator. Perform yajna and it will fulfill all your desires. So karma kanda means performing yajna for some desires. Okay. So karma kanda to karma yoga. So transition now, it means now you are climbing from the ground up, from the baseline up. So read this Dina Dayal kya?
Dina
Nath.
By the process of Adhya, one plus become sanctified. By being sanctified, Pudasta, one's very existence becomes purified. By the purification of existence, final tissue in the memory becomes sanctified. And when memory is sanctified, one can think of the power of the universe.
So when you do yajna, then what is left over of the yajna is prasad. Yajna shishta snahi samto. What is offered in the yajna and what is remaining, it is accepted. Then the result of the eating, that sanctified food is the final tissue of the mind, brain, they will be ready to receive the object of, their goal is now liberation. They want to be free from material. So this is the transition. Is it okay? How is this? This is because in Karma Kanda, ultimately Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajna as the chief beneficiary. 3.11. So Karma Kanda become Karma Yajna when they identify the yajna, ultimate beneficiary is Vishnu. They may be doing for the demigod, but when they come to this understanding that ultimately all the benefits are given by Vishnu through demigods, it means they have linked with by yajna with Vishnu. So it becomes karma yoga. It karma can't transform into karma yoga when you get the knowledge of Vishnu as a beneficiary of all yajna. Okay? Tasmad sarva gatam brahma nityam yajne pratishthitam. All pervading transcendence is eternally situated in acts of sacrifice. So when we do perform sacrifice, ultimately it is connected with all pervading transcendent, which means all pervading is in the name of Vishnu, which is sarvvyapak, which is everywhere. That's what it means. So these are quotations. This we will not do now, this exercise. Now this is yoga process. Process means how to do it. Process means the methodology. So karma yoga methodology or process is described in verse 48 of chapter 2. Can you find out that verse? Samatvam yoga uchyate. It was the first time introduction of the word yoga in Bhagavad Gita. Yoga karma su koshalam? No. Yoga is taku karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhav asiddhav samabhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. So this is the introduction of process of karma yoga. So what is the process? Yoga is to karmani. You do all your activity in establishing yoga. Not attached to the fruits. Siddho asiddho. It may be perfection, no perfection. Gain, loss, no problem. So process is you perform your duty without attachment to the fruit. Yoga is in connection with the Supreme. So this is the process, means how to work in Karma Yoga. Then the other three verses, 7, 8, 9 are from chapter 3. Yashya Karma, what is the verse? Sanyamya, Nemyata, so 3, 7 to 3, 9. Process. Process means methodology, how this yoga is practiced. First he says, yes, Indriyani Manasa Nyamya Arabhate Arjuna. So sense has to be controlled by mind. Karma Indriya Karma Yogam. All the Karma Indriya, the working senses, they are engaged in the action for Supreme. Karma Yoga means doing action for the Vishnu. Asakta, without attachment to the result. That is better. This is the process. The process is work with your working senses. By controlling the senses and without attachment to the fruits. This is the process. Next verse. Niyatam kur karam tam karam jyavi akarmana. Sharir yatra pichadana prasyad akarmana. So even for body you have to work. So instead of working for body, why don't you work for Krishna? You have to work in any case for somebody. You cannot stop working at all. You cannot live without working. So you have to work. Then why not to work for Krishna? So this is the methodology. You have to work for somebody. You cannot live without working. And then for whom I should work, if Arjuna asks? Then says yajna arthat karmana. Work for yajna purusha, Vishnu. Okay? Then jnana yoga is in process of jnana yoga is in chapter 5, verses 22 and 24. 24. Yehi samsa prasaja bhoga dukhyonya evate. So jnani knows that all sense enjoyment is source of misery. He knows I have to control my passion. I have to tolerate the urges of anger and lust. This is what the process in Jnana Yoga is. If he does that, then he is called Jnana Yogi. So these three verses. And what is the 24th verse? Yo antrasto anta aramas katha antra jyotirevata. Yasa yogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhutvadi gacchati. So such a yogi who is satisfied within, is enlightened within. So this is the process. Ultimately he has to be satisfied in the Atma, not anything outside. So this is the process of Jnana Yogi. The Jnana Yogi process is in 6th chapter. And that is sit-state, naked, half-closed eyes, thinking on the tip of nose. This is what the process of Jnana Yoga. These two verses. Is it okay? Now, process of Karma Yoga. This we just read it. Okay? Jnana Yoga. In purport of 341 Prabhupada refers, Jnana refers to knowledge of the self as distinguished from the non-self, or in other words, knowledge of the spirit soul is not the body. This is Jnana. Not Jnana Yoga. It is Jnana. Jnani. That was Jnana, and this is Jnani. It means one who has a knowledge. It is not Jnana Yogi. Jnani. Dehin vatman yatha dehi komaram yogam tara jnana. Dhiras tatra namoyati. So he clearly distinguished between the body and soul. Jnana Yoga now. When the linking process is predominantly empirical, it is called Jnana Yoga, just we read. And this is the definition of empirical. Based on observation, Oxford Dictionary. Empirical means based on observation. This cannot be living, it's matter. This is matter, this is matter. Hand cannot be, cut head is still, I am alive. So ultimately he reaches his soul. So this observation, he's observing what is happening here. Like he observed, all the sense enjoyment leads to the misery, he observed it. So this is a process of that. Process of Jnana Yoga. We have just discussed these verses. Ye sansapasya bhoga dukyo ne evate. Process of Jnana Yoga. Prabhupada's lecture. Jnana Yoga means to keep in touch with the Supreme by speculation of higher knowledge, that discriminating what is spirit and what is matter. Process of Jnana Yoga means again discriminating power between the matter and spirit. This is from chapter 12, three verses, which specifically describe Jnani and their goal is Brahma and they are. Krishna is asking a question in 12th chapter. Arjuna is asking, evam satat yukta ye bhaktasvam pariupaste chapi akshram avyaktam tesham ke yoga vitma. Out of the two, one who worship you, Krishna, as Shyama Sundar, and those who worship you as avyaktam, having no personality, sarvatra, you are always like Narakar, who is best? Their word is here again. Evam satat yukta ye bhakta swam paripaste ye chapi akshram avyaktam tesham ke yoga vitmaha. And what is the verse, what is the word in verse 6, the last word, 47? Yuktatma, they both are same. Both have same meaning. So Krishna is speaking that those who worship me, Bhagavan Vacha, Mai Avesh Mano Ye Mam Nitya Yukta Upasate Shardhya Parapita Teme Yukta Bhumata. They are highest, those who worship with faith me. But then he is saying, others, Jnani. This is the verse, these two verses. Ye to akshram nirdesham avyaktam paripaste sarvatrakam achyantam te kutastam achalam dhruvam saniyam indragramam sarvatra sambuddhya te prapnoti mam eva sarvbhutete ratah. So they also will reach to me, but they have to do all these things. Hare Krishna, Praveen. Still Jnana Yoga has not come for Samadhi. The Jnana Yoga is alert. So these are the at least 6-7 accomplishments, and then he will understand that. And then this verse is also, these three verses from chapter 12. Klesho adhikartesham, there is much trouble in that process. The process is much trouble. And Srimad Bhagavat has this also one verse. Shreha Srishtim Bhaktim Udasyate Vibho Kalishyanti Ye Kevala Bodhalabdhyaye. Bodhalabdhyaye means only dry jnana. Tesham Asau Kalesha Kaleshal Eva Shishyate Na Anyad Yatha Stula Tushava Ghatina. My dear Lord, devotion serving unto you is the best path of self-realization. If someone gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process. and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of a wheat cannot get grain. One who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Process of Dhyana Yoga, 6, 11, 12, we just discussed. Practically one should go to the secluded place, Ekaki. And then he may should have an asana with cushion and all these things. And then yogi should sit with erect, firmly, and senses controlled, brahmacharya, all these things are process of Dhyana Yoga. Yoga ladder, just we read in purport. Okay? A yogi is greater than, this is the translation of 46. Yogi is greater than ascetic, greater than the empress, and greater than the fruitive worker. Therefore, Arjun, in all circumstances, be a yogi. This is, what is yoga ladder in Prabhupada language? So, who will read this? Is it clear? Gradual process. Yes. Murli?
Yes, the gradual process of yoga. Karma yoga is jnana yoga. Karma yoga means routine activity. Maya activities for the craved activity. Then by performing karma yoga, one comes to the platform of jnana yoga.
So this is a gradual process. Now this is Bhakti Yoga is on the top. Bhakti Yoga means thinking of Bhagavan. But the two other aspects of the Absolute are Brahma and Paramatma. So here, there is a Karma Kanda. Below is a Karma Kanda, which is a ground. From Karma Kanda, we will go to Karma Yoga. Rarely Karma Yogi can think of Brahma, but not always. Normally Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. And the goal of Jnana Yogi is Brahma. Hare Krishna. Okay? Now this Jnana Yoga's progression is to Jnana Yoga. And the goal of Jnana Yogi is Paramatma. And when he sees Paramatma as a Vishnu, then he can go to the Bhakti Yoga. This is indirect process. This is step by step gradual process. It may need many lifetimes. Okay? Right, now let us see something. Yoga ladder. Now, what type of ladder you have in your mind? You saw ladder sometimes? How it is made up of? Two ladders like this? Then you must have rungs now, okay? In this process of yoga, these two are prerequisites. In any yoga, you need these two things. What are these two things? Knowledge and renunciation. Jnana and Vairagya. They are the two pillars of the ladder. knowledge of the soul, knowledge of the super soul, knowledge of the material nature, knowledge of the relationship. As yoga goes, knowledge increases, but knowledge is, you must have knowledge as a pillar, the two big and bamboos are these two, okay? And renunciation of detachment from the material enjoyment. Now come to the karma yoga. This karma yoga, you have to work. So this is something K2D. B means bhakti. If there is no bhakti, there is no result. But mostly it is karma, but mixed with little bhakti. So bhakti is very little and karma is major action. This is jnana yoga, knowledge. There was work there, this is knowledge here. So this is J2, B, Gyan more and Bhakti less, Jnani. Now this is third stage, Dhyana Yoga, meditation. D2, B, up till this, you can progress by your own efforts.
What is I?
I need J. Gyan, Gyan. Gyan. After this, you need this thing. Vaishnava, Guru and Krishna's mercy. Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. If you get that, then this is descending on these. Mercy is descending from above. Then you will have bhakti yoga, devotion. Okay? And then you will reach to B5, Pancha Anga Bhakti. What are the 5 Anga Bhakti? Association of the devotees, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, residing in the holy name, reading Bhagavatam, worshipping with faith, Archavigra, Panch Anga Bhakti. Okay? And then you will see Hare Krishna. Krishna. This is yoga ladder. Okay? Reading Bhagavatam, worshipping the Archavigra with Shraddha. Shraddhayaya Sri Murtira Puja. Now see the drama. This takes many lifetimes. This process takes many lifetimes. Because if you are not Brahman, you cannot go for the acquiring knowledge of Vedas. So you have to come to that stage. So it takes many lifetimes, okay? Now, if this karma yogi is fortunate to plus to get Vaishnava Sangha, Vaishnava Association, the result will be B2K. So bhakti increases and karma decreases. It becomes, this turns up B2K. He gets the Vaishnava Association Jnani. Then he will have the same result. B2 Jnana J. And Dhyana Yogi also get the association of the Vaishnava, then he will be Shruti. And they are all called mixed bhakti. The word that is used is karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, and yoga mishra bhakti. In 7th chapter we will get karma mishra bhakti. Also we get jnana mishra bhakti. And chapter 8 we get yoga mishra bhakti. So they are called pradhana bhuta bhakti. There is a kevala bhakti and pradhana bhuta bhakti. So it is a mixed devotional service and pure devotional service. They are all mixed devotional service. Okay, now there is something more. Hari Guru Vaishnava on the top. The mercy. Express lift now. That was ladder. This is express lift. You can enter. See? Karam Yogi is entering into the lift from his third floor. And Jnana Yogi is entering in the lift fourth floor. Because lift is stuck and he enters in. And then this Jnana Yogi is also entering into the lift from wherever he is. So, because of this mercy on them from these Vaishnava, Guru and Krishna, then he enters into the Pancha Anga Bhakti. He practices the Bhakti pure. They are enter into the Bhakti Yoga, completely pure. Next is going to the Golok Dham now. Is it okay? Is it clear? Karma Kanda, these are the verses in Bhagavad Gita. Karam Yoga, these are the verses in Bhagavad Gita. 3:1 to 9, 3:25 to 35, 18:41 to 15, 50. In chapter 18, also there are verses describing Karma Yoga. Jnana Yoga. The verses are 6:27-28, 18:51-53, and 3-4 in chapter 6. Chapter 6, this one. Chapter 6. Dhyana Yoga, 6:29. Brahma Realization, we discussed 12th chapter, 3-5 verses. Bhakti Yoga, 30 and 31. Okay? Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. Directly, if you want to go to from Karma Yoga to Bhakti Yoga, then these two verses, 3:9 and 3:31. Ashtanga Yoga to Bhakti Yoga, 6:15, 6:30, 6:47. Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga, 7:19, 18:54-55. Okay? Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. Prabhupada is speaking. Activities performed in full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. So activities performed means Karma Yoga. In full knowledge strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge, Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga purifies the heart. And then there will be enlightenment and the knowledge. Then it is Jnana Yoga. Two things are needed to transit from Karma Yoga to Jnana Yoga. What are these two things? Knowledge and renunciation. Karma Yogi, when is advancing in knowledge and renunciation, he is called Jnana Yogi. Jnana, Jnana. This is what is written here. This is for all. They have some of, when Karma Yoga they have this much, Jnana they increase. So this is the statement right here. When Karma Yoga increases in knowledge and renunciation, this stage is called Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yogi to Jnana Yogi. When the Jnana Yogi increases in meditation on the Super Soul by different physical processes, and the mind is on Him, means Super Soul, it is called Ashtanga Yoga or Jnana Yoga. So Jnani enters into the mood of meditation on the Super Soul, so he is transitioning from the Jnana Yoga to Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga to Bhakti Yoga. Sarva Bhuta Sahitam Yomam Bhajate Ekatvam Asitaha. Such a yogi engages in worshipful service of the Super Soul, knowing that I and the Super Soul are one. Verse 31, 6. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee and cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself. Okay? This is the verse, Yogi Namaki Sarvesham Sardhavamati Same Yuktatma Mataha. Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. We have discussed in purport of 47. Okay? Now you make a role and play a group and play a role. Two exercises you have to do. Perform a role play showing how Bhakti Yoga contains all the components of other yoga systems. Bhakti Yoga contains all the components of other yoga. This is Karma Yoga. What is needed in Karma Yoga? Detachment from the fruits. In Bhakti Yoga, attachment to Krishna. In Jnana Yoga, knowledge. In Bhakti Yoga, knowledge of Krishna's energies. Knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. Jnana Yoga, sense and mind control. Bhakti Yoga, engage senses in service of Krishna. Engage mind in remembering Krishna. So all these are in Bhakti Yoga. All what is in other yoga? Everything is in Bhakti Yoga. Okay? You can play some role? Drama? Factually, Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal. But to analyze Bhakti Yoga minutely, one has to understand these other yogas. So, if somebody says, why shall I take advantage of this elevator? I shall go step by step. He can go. But there is a chance. If you take this Bhakti Yoga immediately, you take help of the elevator, and within a second, you are on the 100th floor, direct process. If one is fortunate enough to come to the point of Bhakti Yoga, it is to be understood that he has surpassed all other yogas, therefore to become Krishna conscious is the highest stage of yoga. Just as when we speak of Himalaya, we refer to world's highest mountain of which the highest peak is Mount Everest. It's considered to be the culmination. Now, something for you to do for a while. Group exercise. So make group 1. This side is group 1. Dayanidhi is group 1. Group 2 is Parthasari Singh Kabul is group 2. And this is group 3. And we have found reference to Bhagavad Gita, these 3 verses. So write down the verses on the page. So group 1 will find out answer to this. Group read these purport of verses and answer this. You meet a gentleman at the home program who criticizes Khan for neglecting to worship the demigods. Group A, you read the purport of these verses and satisfy the life member. Okay, gentlemen. Group 2, for you, this is a question. You have to talk back at the television program, has a section on environmental issue. The interviewer has invited you on the show to discuss a spiritual solution to our environmental challenges, a Vedic perspective. You find out in these verses and then you present there. The group 3, here. In our modern technological society, it is believed that by intelligence and use of natural resources, man can produce all his necessities. The notion that there are demigods who supply heat, light, rain, etc., and we should therefore be supplicated is considered a primitive absurdity. There is no demigod, there is no need of all these things. We can make things on our own. How will you defeat this argument? Arguments, okay?